Thank you for listening. I'm Budsamudra Knox, and this is Inspiration Sounds, and more stories from the heart of the world. This is episode 53. I hope you had a great week, everyone. Thank you for listening in. Coming to you today from Haverstock Studios here in New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand. It's a bit of a cold day. We have winter now, so I hope the weather is a little better wherever you are. Sit back and relax. Put your feet up. We have three stories for you today. One is called An Unfortunate Date, The Vegetarian Meal, and lastly, we have a story by Sri Chinmoy called The Blackboard. All of these are pretty light-hearted, so please don't take any of this too seriously. Thanks for listening. I'm Budsamudra. This is Inspiration Sounds. An Unfortunate Date, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. A boyfriend wanted to show off when he invited his girlfriend out for dinner. He said, "I am taking you to a fancy restaurant. A most delicious meal you will get tonight, my dear. Eat as much as you want. You do not have to pay a cent." Now it happened that both the girlfriend and boyfriend were very large. They went to a fancy restaurant and ate very expensive things. They also drank heavily. They took a very long time, and the head waiter paid special attention to them because they were wearing very expensive-looking clothes. For 2 hours they ate, and each one narrated to the other his whole life story. Finally, the bill came. The boyfriend rolled his eyes up. The girlfriend said, "Well, now you invited me." "Yes," he agreed. "But did I ask you to eat so much?" "Well, you told me that whatever I wanted, I could have." "Well, then at least let us go half and half," the girlfriend replied. "Well, I'm sorry, but, well, I didn't bring any money with me." They started quarreling and fighting. Finally, the head waiter said, "Let me see if I can reduce the price." While he was checking the bill, he said, "Dear, I made a serious mistake. I'm sorry." The boy and girl were so delighted to hear this. The waiter continued, "It seems I have charged you $7 too little by mistake. If my boss had seen this, why, he would have fired me." Already, the bill was $110. When the waiter added another $7, it came to $117. Immediately, the boyfriend fainted in his chair. Instead of decreasing, the bill had increased. So the head waiter went to get ice water, and he put it on the boy's forehead. Then the head waiter took the bill and, because nothing was free in that restaurant, he added $2 more for the ice water. Since the boy was not getting up, the girlfriend said to the head waiter, "Well, now I have to go home now and get some money, but don't you worry, I will come back, since he is my boyfriend." The girlfriend went home and brought the money to pay the bill. When she returned, the boyfriend had come to his senses, and she gave the full amount to the head waiter. This is how the boyfriend treated his girlfriend. After that, their friendship didn't last. The Vegetarian Meal, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. There were several waitresses in a big restaurant. Many people were eating, and the waitresses were very, very busy. An Australian gentleman sat down to eat. He was a vegetarian. After looking at the menu, he asked the waitress, Now, do you have any vegetarian dishes?
Yes, we do have vegetarian food.
So he ordered a vegetable salad, green peas, and a few other things, all vegetables. It hardly came to $3 worth. The waitress was so brilliant. She was not bringing the order. If it had been a big order, she would have served the man sooner. But this small order was taking so much time. The man was getting annoyed. The people who ate meat were all getting their orders, even those who came into the restaurant after him. But his order was not coming. Finally, the man said, "All right." And he started reading the newspaper and enjoying himself. All of a sudden, the waitress came and put the food on the table. The man was engrossed in something very interesting in the newspaper, and he didn't notice the food. So the waitress came and said,
"Previously, you were insisting that I bring the food more quickly. Now why are you not eating?"
"Oh, gee, now I'm so sorry." The newspaper had been covering the food. When the man put the newspaper down, he saw that his plate was all meat. He started looking for his waitress, and with the greatest difficulty, he found her. He was very mad. "Now look, I told you to give me vegetables. Now, you have given me meat. Look, I never eat meat."
The waitress said, "Please, don't shout. I will rectify it. Let me see my order pad and find where I made the mistake. Your table is number 42. Let me see what I have written down for table 42.
On the page for table 42, she quickly wrote down all the meat items that she had brought him and said,
"Now look, these are the things that you have ordered."
She went to the manager and said,
"This man first asked me for vegetarian food. Then all of a sudden he changed his mind and asked for meat dishes. I wrote them down. Now that I have brought the meat dishes, he has changed his mind and he is insisting on the first order."
The customer got furious. He threw a $20 bill on the table and left the restaurant. The Blackboard, written by Sri Chin Moy, dramatized by Budsumutra Knox. Early one morning, a priest went walking along the street. Quite far from his house, he passed by a school that had a blackboard outside, with nothing written on it. It was used for writing down the scores of the children's games. The priest was very happy to be there early in the morning. He said to himself,
"Since I am a priest, a spiritual man, I must bless this school by writing something nice."
He wrote down,
"O God, in your name I am blessing this school and taking away all the sins from the students and the teachers."
Then he wrote down that he was a priest. Half an hour later, a doctor came and wrote down,
"O Lord, in your name, I am curing the sick priest."
And he wrote down that he was a doctor. In a few hours, a British lawyer came and wrote,
"O God, in your name, I want to be just and put both the priest and the doctor in the mental asylum because both of them think that they are indispensable. The priest thinks that he is indispensable because he can take away the sins of the students and the teachers. And the doctor thinks that he has the capacity and wisdom to cure the priest, who is mentally sick."
In half an hour, a seeker came. He wrote,
"O God, in your name I wish to give some aspiration to the priest, the doctor, and the lawyer. If they had aspiration, then there would be no problem. If they had sincere aspiration,
then they would not try to be the saviors of the world. One would not try to save the sinners. The other would not try to cure the patient, and the third would not try to be the intermediary to teach them justice. So in your name, O Lord, I wish to give them some aspiration, so they won't remain so proud. In another half hour, a God lover came and said, O God, everyone wants to do something and give something. Each one, including the seeker, feels that he knows better than the others. They are praying to you because each one knows better than the others. In my case, Lord, I know nothing, and I don't want to know anything as long as I know that you love me and that I love you. As long as I know you and you know me, then I don't want to give anybody any advice, and I don't want to take advice from anyone. What do I know about others? And what do I have to know about others? For you love me, and I love you. That's all. I don't need anything else. Thank you for listening to episode 53 of Inspiration Sounds. A little light-hearted episode, that one. And I hope you did find some of those stories funny. As always, if you want to check out the rest of our episodes on Inspiration Sounds, just go to radioshrichinmoy.org and click on the link to Inspiration Sounds, and there you will find all of our previous episodes. That's all I have time for today. My thanks to the team, John, Kamalakanta, and Shumangali, for putting the whole package together. And as always, to Sri Chinmoy for providing us with such great stories. That's all from me. I'm Budh Samudra. I hope you have a great week. Stay tuned next time. Bye-bye.